subdivision 2022-21 of Elizabeth L. Sharp and Dewey V. Griffith Jr.
This is a standard subdivision to divide 10.968 acres plus or minus into four single family lots to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County. The property is lying on the north side of Delmar Road, which is Route 54, and the west side of Providence Church Road, which is Sussex County Route 504. The 911 address is not available. The tax parcel ID is District 532, Map 18, Parcel 28.00, and the zoning district is GR, General Residential Zoning District. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response, a copy of the applicant's preliminary major subdivision plan, a copy of a soil feasibility study, a copy of a staff review letter, a copy of a waiver request from the applicant for buffers, topographic contours and street design. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. We also have a letter received from the Office of the State Fire Marshal, and we received zero comments. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Okay, is there anyone here representing this application? All right, sir, come on up. I'm asking for people who are representing this application. I don't think you're the applicant.
No, I'm not.
Okay, thank you. We'll get to you in a minute.
Hi, my name is Dewey Griffith.
Griffith?
I'm at 600 North 2nd Street in Delmar, Delaware.
Okay.
And then we're the owners of the land, so.
Okay, well, you heard what our chairman read into the record on your behalf. Well, is there anything you would like to add?
Nope, we just wanted to keep it easy to keep the area and all the surrounding homes similar. We asked for waivers for the roadways due to shared driveway for the entrance. And of course, like the lights and sidewalks that are unfeasible in this situation due to the fact that there was only a few perks that are even going to be allowed on that. So that's all I have to say.
All right, well, let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions.
Can we hold on one second, just so we can get the site plan up on the screen?
Yeah, let me put on the main screen first.
Technical difficulties. We'll get you.
Yeah,
in a second.
I had a
been
question.
A week of it.
Yeah, I didn't yeah. See it online. That's what I wanted to.
Apparently.
Here's the main screen, and then I'll check the website too.
Okay. So, just if you could, so where are the lots going, Mr. Whitehouse or staff? Just.
I mean, lodge it.
Yeah, where are the lots?
Or the applicant.
What's that?
One, two, three, and four.
Okay, I see it.
There we go.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I see
them. So they're
going over there on the left and going up. That's the first.
There's four large lots.
Yep, there's four large lots. Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
All right.
And the smallest of lots is 1.8 acres, and then everything else is larger than that.
Okay. All right, well. Let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Mears.
We cut the dry. I don't have any.
Okay. Ms. Wingate?
I just have one regarding the access drive. That's going to be shared use for all four lots. Is that correct?
Correct.
So do you have an agreement, or will you have an agreement for the costs of maintaining that access? Because it's going to be private. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, I do not have an agreement yet.
Okay, no. So we would need you to do an agreement.
That will be a requirement of the subdivision. Okay. You'll have to have a written agreement regarding how the road is maintained, how the access.
If who's gonna take care of it? Who's gonna pay for it?
Yeah,
how it's gonna.
Yeah. Okay.
I'd be glad you did later.
Yeah, trust me.
Yeah.
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 Oh yeah.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Okay. Ms. Hoy Stevens.
Ms. Wingate stole my thunder.
Okay. All right. All right. Whitehouse, anything?
Just to add, Mr. Chairman, just looking at the way the website in terms of a land use docket is displaying the preliminary subdivision plan, it is there, but when you look at it, it's the very first document that was uploaded when the application first came in. So it's actually dated June 7th of 2022, which was the first time we had sight of it. So it is there, but it's on the second page. So
okay, all right. Staff, anything? Any questions?
Okay. None for me.
Counselor?
None for me.
All right.
Thanks.
All right, sir. Well, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2022-21 lands of Elizabeth L. Sharp and Dewey V. Griffith Jr.? Yes, ma'am, your name is?
Lois Ryan.
Okay, Ms. Ryan?
I'm not in favor or against.
Okay.
My property abuts this property. That's the reason I'm here. I just have a couple of questions. I certainly don't object to 2-acre lots.
Okay.
But I'm wondering, my first question is, will there be a perk test done before the thing is?
You'll have to have septic feasibility, yes, ma'am.
The reason I ask that is because my property also, I have 160 acres, so I'm on several roads.
Right.
And one of my perimeters is against Route 54, which is Delmar Road. And there were 4 homes put, a small development, I guess you would call it, put in on one line of my property. And it was so swampy that apparently no perk tests were done there because it would never have been approved. And what, as a result, what happened was when they started building, the water came up and the water came up. And I don't know how big this is. I guess a 6-inch tube was put on a pump night and day and flooded one of my fields. So I don't know what the elevation of this piece is. I don't know if it's a little higher, lower, the same. I have no idea what it is. I think that my property would have a wood line between me and it. I don't know that either because I don't know exactly where the line is, okay? But the perk test would be very super important to me because I sure don't want another field ruined by pumping.
Well, any subdivision done in these times, I'm not sure when those 4 lots you were talking about were done, but for at least the last 20 years, you've had to have septic feasibility before you could get the subdivision done. So before he gets the subdivision approved, he'll have to have septic feasibility on.
We have it.
Oh, we have it.
And we'd be happy to supply copies at the end of the meeting.
It's already been done. How about that?
Okay.
So the office will be happy to give you a copy of it because it's a public record. So
all right, thank you. The other question I have is: Will these homes tie into the existing ditch, whatever you call it, ditch thing?
Tax ditch.
Well.
Tax ditch. I wonder if it will tie.
If it's adjacent to the tax ditch, it will. Yeah, could. Yeah. And that's what the tax ditch is there for.
Okay. Yeah. So what is it that's available to me? A plot? I don't understand what's available.
It's a copy of the septic feasibility from DENREC, which probably does include a sketch of some kind. But
Mr. Chairman, we're happy to provide a copy of the applicant's preliminary subdivision plan. We'll give you a copy of that. We can get you copies of the it's actually an approved soil feasibility study for all 4 lots. So okay. We can get you copies. So.
And where do I, you send them, I pick them up here, how do I get them?
I'm looking at staff now, if staff are happy to.
We're going to get them before you leave.
Okay, thank you so much.
You'll stay with us for a few minutes.
Thank you so much.
We'll make copies for you right now. You're certainly welcome. Okay, anybody else like to speak in favor or in opposition? Operators, or anybody standing by would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to subdivision 2022-21.
At this time, there are currently no mobile lines.
All righty. Commissioners, any further questions?
Thank you.
All right. There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening, see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. The next public hearing.